This is KCRW. You're listening to Morning Edition. For almost 40 years now, California homeowners have reaped the benefits of Proposition 13. The voter-approved law says your property taxes cannot go up more than 2% a year, no matter how much your house increases in value. Prop 13 was supposed to help people stay in their homes as they aged out of the workforce, and it's done that. But it's also blamed for draining money from schools and other government services and shifting the tax burden to younger Californians for the sake of a privileged older homeowning class. Now a new ballot initiative is making the rounds that would push Proposition 13 even further. The California Association of Realtors wants to let people take their property tax savings with them when they move. Commentator and syndicated columnist Joe Matthews says that's thinking small. He has a modest proposal that he says would really limit the property tax pain for homeowners. He explained to KCRW's Daryl Satzman in this installment of Zocalo's Connecting California.
Okay, Joe. First, a short history of Proposition 13. Remind us why this law passed and what it's meant for California.
In June 1978, it's a constitutional amendment. Voters approved about 65%. It was a time of inflation. People's property taxes and property assessments were going up. So the idea was to make it harder to raise taxes. You had to have a vote at the local level of the people by two-thirds. You had to have established two-thirds vote for a tax increase at the state level. And then it put these limits on property taxes. It's made protection of these property taxes and really this property tax subsidy that people have gotten, right? Because home values have gone up much more than the property taxes. So we prioritized protecting this at the expense of everything else. You know, we'll cut health, we'll cut schools. We have some of the country's highest taxes for income and sales, but we don't touch property. It's really the foundation, really, of postmodern California.
And what would the Realtors' proposed ballot initiative do? It has a strong populist name, the People's Initiative to Protect Prop 13 Savings.
It's a new birth of Prop 13 freedom, Daryl. It says to the people who suffer the great trauma of being in a house for a long time and feel trapped in it because they don't want to give up their big property tax savings and discounts, this says they can take it with them once they get past the age of 55, or if they're severely disabled, they can take it with them to their next home. As long as that home is in California, no matter if that home is worth a lot more money, there's a formula that governs it. Their taxes might go up a little bit if the home is worth a lot more, might go down a little bit if the home is worth less, but you're sort of at that same level.
It gives your tax break mobility.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Does the new federal tax law help make the case for this initiative? After all, the feds have just boosted taxes on many Californians.
If you feel that the longtime homeowner who has benefited from incredible appreciation in housing, you see that as a person who needs a lot of protection, you know, should be a priority, and that's basically what the California system does. Those are the most important people in California, those older homeowners, then yes.
Now, in your latest column, you channel Jonathan Swift, you argue that this initiative doesn't go far enough. How would you improve it?
Well, you know, it's limited to the living and the old.
The living.
Yeah, and why? Why shouldn't this apply to everybody, and why shouldn't it even apply to the dead?
Okay.
You know, I mean, because think of it. I mean, this protection is still limited. It's not total. Once you die, you don't get to keep the Prop 13. I mean, now you can do certain things with trusts or how you pass on to certain people, to a spouse or children or grandchildren that can sometimes avoid reassessment, but really reassessment is pretty strong with death. Let's get rid of that. So you could die, and then you could, I think you should have the right, if you went further than the Realtors' initiative but followed its logic, you should have the right to give your property tax savings to maybe as a whole or divided up in pieces to anyone you want, neighbor, nephew, nice lady you met at the yoga class, or your children, you know, who are, you know, are only likely going to inherit the huge appreciation you've had as a longtime homeowner. Why should they have to suffer that cut into their inheritance?
Okay, in all seriousness, you clearly aren't swayed by the arguments to expand Prop 13. Why would this be so detrimental to California?
What this measure does is it takes a savings that's tied to a house and it attaches it to people. I think it's very honest. It makes clear that we have a prized group of people, homeowners, particularly long-standing homeowners, and we want to protect them. Now, the arguments against doing that and against Prop 13 have always been that that's a sort of generational theft, right? Why are we giving a big discount to the old folks when it's so hard for the young people who are dealing with, you know, greater global competition, a different kind of economy, maybe huge college debts? maybe older homeowners shouldn't have this untouchable subsidy, or even, you know, dead homeowners. You might want to put more of that money into investing in education, which we need a lot more educated people, housing, which we are in the middle of a crisis shortage, or, you know, infrastructure, which would, you know, maybe make California more prosperous. I mean, but that's that sounds nice. That's the kind of thing we pay lip service in California. But at heart, we're about protecting property taxes. That's the number one thing in our governing system. So, I mean, I don't know. I think this honestly reveals that priority.
Joe Matthews is a commentator and syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday.